Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, our good buddy Bill Huber from PackerCentral.com and SI.com as well. Bill, how you doing?
I'm great. How about you?
Were you one of the bar goers last night that ventured out and just got blind-eyed drunk last evening?
No, I cut the grass and then I wrote a story. So a typical big night here and had a glass of wine at the end of the night. So now we were... Big goings on at the Huber Castle.
I did not have the glass of wine, but you and I almost have a mirror life. I cut the grass. I rode a little bit last night, did a few things around the house, watched some TV, and went to bed, and then listened to the storms after that.
It's very exciting to get old. Or older.
I know.
I'll call you old,
I know.
Old.
Yeah, I had a couple of people over this past weekend and drank enough probably this past weekend to take care of me for a week. So I thought, you know what? I'll dry out this week. I'll be good. Hey, I want to ask you I want to go back to what Brett Favre had to say, and I don't know if you read it, but he basically said he wishes that he had done things differently, and that he would not, you know, and I don't want to go through the whole scenario, but basically, had Brett Favre said enthusiastically after that last pass, that interception that he threw in the NFC Championship game, think about it. If Brett Favre says, man, I'm ready to come back, I want to avenge that loss, I want to be a Packer for life, and then, do you think the course of the Green Bay Packers is changed, or do you think Ted Thompson had become even more villainous because he then throws out Brett Favre, the Packer legend that wanted to remain here?
That's a great question. I go back to something that Goody said after the draft, something along the lines of, you know, one of the reasons why they made the change in 2008 to Rodgers was because Rodgers is ready. And then he also made a point to say that there's obviously different scenarios at play with that, of course, being Favre's on-again, off-again retirement. But, you know, that's the thing that struck me about what Brian said after the draft was Rodgers was ready to be the quarterback. So maybe history would have gone on exactly as scheduled or exactly how it played out as they had to move down from Favre. And, look, at some point, looking back then, you need to figure out what you had in Rodgers. And we had the same thing, obviously, with Jordan Love, you know, those rookie contracts, you only get so long before you got to figure out, okay, now what do we do? So at some point, you got to let the guy play. And for Rodgers, it was obviously 2008, and they extended him midseason. So I would guess, and that's of course his only guess, is history would have played out exactly as it did.
How do you think because there's a lot being made of Aaron Rodgers' reaction, and what we really haven't heard one, but. How the reaction will be and when all the guys get back on the field and if there's going to be animosity with the organization. You could also look at it as they needed a really quality backup because Aaron Rodgers is getting older and we're just waiting to see if Aaron Rodgers kind of fills the bill physically. And if he can't, well, then they've got a guy that can maybe win you three or four games if Aaron Rodgers goes down for an extended period of time and kind of keep the playoff hopes alive. So if you sell it to Aaron in that particular way, which I still don't believe because you jumped up to get him in the first round. But if you sell it to Aaron in that particular way, does this all just work out, do you think? Or what would I guess relationship-wise and knowing and seeing Aaron on a daily basis when you guys are in camp and during the season, you tell me what you think may or may not happen.
You can sell it to Aaron however you want to try to sell it. He's very smart and he will see right through your nonsense. I don't think there's any way you can sell it. I mean, I remember a week or so ago, Michael Silver said that he kind of pitched it as it was going to be coaches versus management. Well, Rodgers isn't going to buy that either. I will go back to how you led off the conversation, though, is how Favre handled it. Rodgers has always said that he would handle things differently. Well, we're going to find out because it was all well and good for Aaron to say that he was going to be, Aaron was a great mentor for Kizer and Boyle and all those guys. Well, it's different now. This is, again, you're not going to be able to sell this to Rodgers as anything other than what it is, as they drafted his potential successor. Now we're going to find out if Rodgers meant what he said over the years. My guess is he's going to be fine. My guess is he wants to win. He wants to win a Super Bowl. Seriously, it's like the only thing he cares about is getting another championship. It's all he's cared about for years now is getting another championship, because that's what the great quarterbacks have done. Is they've won two or three or whatever. He wants to win. So from that perspective, I think it's going to be business as usual for him. He wants to go win a Super Bowl, and you know, whether it's like his successor is here or not, I don't think it's going to matter in the short term. Now, that being said, what happens if the Packers start 1-4? And then I think maybe the conversation becomes a little bit different. But for the here and now, I just think his focus is on one thing and one thing only, and that's getting a Super Bowl. And whether they draft the quarterback or not, I think that will be unchanged.
What is because I find it interesting. I was watching the NFL Network last night. One of the things I was doing as I was perusing around, and then they start talking about, well, you know, some of the guys they have in the stable, the weaponry that they have, a better year out of Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the return of Equanimee St. Brown, and they go on, and then the addition of Dillon, the addition of DeGara, that suddenly this team went from no weapons to an abundance of weapons to go along with Devontae Adams and Aaron Jones. And I'm thinking to myself, this is the same network that was ripping the hell out of Gutekunst only a couple of weeks ago during the draft, saying this was one of the worst drafts. They did nothing for Aaron Rodgers this season. You know, so why suddenly now do you think people are looking at this going, yeah, I could see this working?
They've got a lot of dead air time to fill. I don't know. I'm not sure. You know, the only thing I will say is, how much is a rookie class going to help you anyways this year? Which is true for most rookie classes, but especially true for this one. Maybe Jay Sternberger, who I don't know anything about because he got hurt twice in training camp, and then once the regular season starts, I mean, he spent the first half of the year on IR, and then he came back week 9 or whatever the heck it was. You know, us as reporters, we don't get to see any of that practice that matters. So I have no idea. Obviously, Goody and LaFleur know a lot more than I do, but maybe Jay Sternberger is going to be one hell of a good player. Maybe Devin Funchess is a quick study. Now, obviously, he's going to be thrown for a loss here, too, because he's not going to have the offseason practice. But maybe Devin Funchess can be what he was in 2018 when he had or 2017. He's had one good year. Maybe he can have another good year. Maybe Valdes-Scantling does take a step forward. Maybe St. Brown takes a step forward. I didn't think he was all that great in camp last year. So you're just hoping for the improvement from within, no different than most Packer teams have over the years. So, I mean, maybe Sternberger is going to be leaps and bounds better than Jimmy Graham. I mean, that's probably not super far-fetched. I think at this point last year, you weren't totally sure about Aaron Jones because of all the injuries and stuff like that. Well, now you're totally sure about Aaron Jones. So maybe, you know, you're probably going to get a better Aaron Jones now than you did at the start of last season, just because you know. So it's all those little things. Maybe all those little things add up into something more. And obviously, this is year 2 for Rodgers and LaFleur, and they should be better too.
Talking with Bill Huber, PackerCentral.com and SI.com, talking some Packers football. Defensively speaking, because I can look at Rashawn Gary, Montrevious Adams, I can talk about even the guys up front like Lancaster, Lowry. So who really needs to have a season for this defense to get exponentially better? Or maybe it's just Kirksey. Maybe Kirksey comes in and fills the bill and remains injury-free. Maybe you kind of look at it that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think it's got to be Kirksey staying healthy. And, I mean, I think we all know the numbers. He's played 9 games the last 2 years. That seems to be quite the roll of the dice. I mean, and it's the same thing with Oren Burks, too. I mean, he's had shoulder injuries in each of his 2 training camps, and those seasons went down the drain. So you're hoping guys who have not been healthy stay healthy. But then, I mean, Montrevious Adams, if he can live up to the billing, that would be huge. You know, Kingsley Keke, their 5th-round pick last year, there's a lot of upside there. And Jalgo Josh Jackson, I mean, at this point, maybe Tremont's not coming back, and Gutekunst kind of hinted at that after the draft, talking about, you know, do they have to bring him back? And he says, well, you know, Josh Jackson's here, and Darnell Savage can probably play some slot. That seemed to be closing the door maybe on him. So if that's the case, Josh Jackson's a former 2nd-round pick who didn't play a whole lot last year. He's going to have to take a big step forward, too, if that is the plan.
Before I let you go, offensively speaking, year 2, how much better do you see this team being?
Well, I do think they'll be a lot better. look, Rodgers knows LaFleur. LaFleur knows Rodgers. I think they'll be they have found the middle. There's no searching for the middle ground. They found it. I think they'll be. I just think AJ Dillon's going to be a heck of a good running back. Again, we can get into the whole thing of rookies and how much can they play right away. But I think he's a really good player. I do think they'll be better. And they're going to have to be. They went 8-1 in one score games last year. That's hard to replicate. So how do you win a lot of games? Well, you play better, so you don't have one score games, right? So yeah, I do think they'll be better. This is what I wrote way back when in January of 19, where year two of Matt Ryan and Matt LaFleur. I mean, I realize LaFleur is a quarterbacks coach, but still, Matt Ryan won MVP and the Falcons went to the Super Bowl. So I do think there could be those big year two leaps, and clearly that's what they're counting on.
Without getting specific weaponry that could maybe help you or offset or impact this team, is this draft that just culminated in this offseason, is this a make-or-break year, we'll say, for Brian Gutekunst 2 years down the road?
Yeah, probably. I mean, it's always the quarterback. Always, always, always the quarterback. Because if you don't have a quarterback, you really have no shot. So, yeah, I mean, his first two drafts have been pretty dicey. Now he said that usually find out about guys what you really have year two going into year three. So maybe that's just a spin because the first two drafts haven't been all that great. But yeah, the guys he's drafted in the past have to pan out, and Jordan Love has to show that he can be the guy. Otherwise, if you trade it up for a first round quarterback and it's clear that he stinks, that's awfully hard to overcome. So yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree with your take on that, Bill.
No doubt. I tell you what, enjoy yourself, stay safe, and if you do venture out to the bars, take it in moderation. What's that?
Camping. I'm going camping.
Are you? There you go.
Door County's open, and how much more socially distant can you get? You got your own campsite. You're not hobnobbing with the neighbors. So.
Right? No, I agree with that. All good. So enjoy the camping this weekend. It looks like it's going to be kind of a dicey weekend, but still get out and enjoy it, man, okay?
Yeah, I'm sick of being home, as we all are.
I absolutely, completely agree with you. Appreciate it, Bill. Talk to you soon. There you go. Bill Huber from SI.com and also our good buddy from PackerCentral.com joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.